Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. A chance of flurries this afternoon, cloudy with a high temperature falling to around 27 by 5 p.m. Tonight, a chance of flurries before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 20, and on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 26. And in state and local news, on Wednesday, Governor Tony Evers appointed Viroqua resident and longtime dairy farmer Paul Burr to the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. Burr's appointment is effective January 20th, filling the vacancy created by William Bruin's resignation, which was effective at the end of 2022. Paul has deep roots as a Wisconsin dairy farmer and dedicated himself to ensuring our farmers and resources are getting the protection they need, said Governor Evers. He is a strong advocate and champion for land and water conservation, and he understands that protecting our environment and family farms is a priority for Wisconsin's future. I look forward to working with him and have no doubt he will bring a vast amount of knowledge to the DNR board, Evers said. I am honored to represent the farmers of Wisconsin on the DNR board, said Burr. Preserving our natural resources while producing our food is a challenge and a goal of everyone in agriculture, Burr said. Burr graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Platteville with a Bachelor of Science in Animal Science. Burr previously owned and operated Raber Holsteins, an elite breeding herd of registered Holstein cattle, for 45 years. For 37 years, the herd received the prestigious Holstein USA Progressive Breeders Award. Over the years, Burr has been honored with the Wisconsin Master Agriculturist Award, the Wisconsin Holstein Distinguished Breeder Award, and together with his family, the 1998 Dairy Farm of the Year Award. He currently serves on the Viroqua Area Foundation Board, the Wisconsin Mutual Insurance Advisory Board, and the Vernon County Holstein Board. In 2019, he served on the Executive Committee for the National Holstein Convention and co-chaired the National Genetics Conference. In 2020, the dairy herd was dispersed and the farm was transitioned from a focus on dairying to raising cash crops. Burr currently also serves as one of Governor Evers' appointees on the Wisconsin Technical College System Board and will resign from that position before beginning his role on the NRB. Information for this report comes from a press release received by the Nearly Noon News from Evers' executive office. And from a story reported by Wisconsin Public Radio Online, a legislative win for Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin could mean more transparency around the foreign companies and people who own farmland in the United States. Under a 1978 law, foreign entities that acquire, sell, or hold an interest in U.S. agricultural land are required to disclose that information to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. But this data has never been publicly accessible, and many critics say the agency's records are often incomplete or inaccurate. Baldwin and Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa introduced the Farmland Security Act last year, which was included in the omnibus spending bill that passed at the end of December. The legislation requires the U.S. Agriculture Secretary to create an interactive public database of past and future disclosures and report to Congress on the impacts of these foreign investments. Lauren Langworthy, Special Projects Director for the Wisconsin Farmers Union, said her organization has similar concerns about outside buyers making it harder for small-scale and beginning farmers to acquire land in Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.